Welcome back, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. This is the Big Al Bluegrass Show. In this segment, we're going to take a look and pay tribute to Memorial Day. Why do we have Memorial Day? We're going to tell you here in just a few minutes. Our program is brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. That is MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. All kinds of music news from around the world, CD reviews, interviews, and a whole lot more. So we hope you'll get over there and see what's going on. MusicChartsMagazine.com that sponsors the Big Al Bluegrass Show. Also, you can check out my new website, which is up, BigAlRadio.com. That is BigAlRadio.com. Right now, let's talk just a moment about Memorial Day. Like Mother's Day began from the Civil War, Memorial Day did as well. You know, the Civil War claimed more lives than any conflict in the U.S. history, requiring the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. Now, by the 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to these countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. Now, it's unclear where exactly this tradition originated, but numerous different communities may have independently initiated the memorial gatherings. Nevertheless, 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. So it is a day that we reserve aside each year to commemorate and to pay tribute to our men and women and their families who have fallen in the military. Here is a song that is not exactly bluegrass, but this song is called Angel Flight, and it brings those fallen soldiers home. Here is Randy Foster.
Andrews Tower, good morning. Angel Flight Bravo 02, ready for takeoff. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for takeoff. Runway 25, get them home, boys.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the Angel Flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do 'cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane, call the Angel Flight. And come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the Angel Flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Stars are bright. Feels kinda like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the Angel Flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Commercial Tower, good afternoon, Angel Flight Bravo 02, Security on 5 miles. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for landing. Welcome home.
Certainly, I do believe the right song to begin a tribute to our men and women who have sacrificed it all, who have fallen, that we pay tribute to them on Memorial Day. That is Randy Foster and Angel Flight. You know, it was May of 1862 when General John Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance. And later that month, the 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of decorating the flowers or graves with flowers and comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. Many northern states held similar events and then kept the tradition going throughout the years. By 1890, each one had made Decoration Day an official state holiday. Many southern states, on the other hand, continued to honor their dead on separate days until after World War I. We'll tell you more about Memorial Day, but right now, let's go back with a legendary bluegrass group. Here are the Country Gentlemen, and a song that I'm sure is appropriate to play on the program today in tribute to Memorial Day. Here is the song that is called The Rebel Soldier.
In a dreary Yankee prison, where a rebel soldier lay, by his side there stood a preacher, ere his soul should pass away. And he faintly whispered, "Parson," as he clutched him by the hand, "Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the Southland? Will my soul pass through the Southland? Through all Virginia, I see the hills of Georgia and the green fields of Alabama. Will I see that little church house where I pledged my heart and hand? Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul pass through the Southland?" "Was for loving dear old Dixie in this dreary cell I lie. Was for loving dear old Dixie in this northern state I die. Will you see my little daughter? Will you beg her understand? Oh, parson, tell me quickly, will my soul Southland?" Then the rebel soldier died.
The Legend of the Rebel Soldier, arranged and written by Charlie Moore, and they're sang by the Country Gentlemen. We got time to get one more in here as we pay tribute on a Memorial Day to our fallen soldiers. Here is the Queen of Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent. And this is called "God Bless the Soldier." We still got another segment coming up to pay tribute to Memorial Day. Stay tuned.
I met a soldier. on the base at Fort Hood. I said, how do you do it? He said, there's bad with the good. And no matter how tough it gets, the soldier stands strong, keeping our family flag and country free. It was strange to hear, and then I started to see what it meant to have someone appreciate her sacrifice and everything she gives for us, defending our. Give their life for you. God bless the soldier.
Miss Rhonda Vincent in our Memorial Day special to our fallen men and women in the military. We got more coming up. Not all exactly bluegrass, but it will certainly mix in with our bluegrass program. The Big Al Bluegrass Show is brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be back with the final segment in our tribute to Memorial Day here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show.